This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. U.S. airdrops of thousands of meals to war-stricken Gaza have now begun. The roughly 40,000 meals constitute the first round of emergency humanitarian aid authorized by President Biden. The European Union's diplomatic service is urging an international investigation into the deaths of Palestinians rushing trucks with food deliveries on Thursday. The EU's diplomatic service charging many of the dead were hit by Israeli army fire. At least 10 Palestinians are reported to have been killed by an Israeli airstrike in the city of Rafah in the south of Gaza. Israel has not commented. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports.
The airstrike took place outside the Emirate Hospital in a suburb of Rafah, the border city where more than a million displaced Palestinians have been taking refuge. The Gaza Health Ministry says that a medic at the hospital is among those who were killed. As the Israeli bombardment continues, Egyptian security sources have suggested that real progress has been made towards securing a ceasefire and a deal to three hostages still held in Gaza. The sources say that talks will resume in Cairo on Sunday, even as President Biden's prediction last week that an agreement could materialize this Monday seems increasingly unlikely.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. A British-owned vessel in the Red Sea attacked by the Houthi group in Yemen has sunk. Willem Marks reports the first ship to be completely destroyed in the months-long missile campaign by the rebel movement.
The Rubimar was attacked on February 18th in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait close to southwest Yemen and had been taking on water for days before the UK Maritime Trade Operations Centre said it finally sank. Its cargo comprised tens of thousands of tons of fertiliser and has already released significant oil. The internationally recognised government of Yemen said the Rubimar's sinking was, quote, an unprecedented environmental disaster.
Willem Marks reporting. The U.S. Department of Education says that it is investigating an Oklahoma school district after the death of a non-binary student prompted demonstrations across the country. Max Bryan with member station KWGS in Tulsa has details.
Officials said the department's Office of Civil Rights is investigating whether Owosso Public Schools responded to sex-based harassment in compliance with Title IX and the Americans with Disabilities Act. The letter was in response to a complaint filed by the advocacy group following the death of Nex Benedict, a non-binary 16-year-old Owosso High School student who died in February the day after a fight with three girls in a school bathroom. While police have said Benedict didn't die of trauma, the final autopsy report has not been released. A district spokesperson said Friday evening that they will cooperate with the investigation, but believes Human Rights Campaign's complaint is, quote, not supported by the facts, and is without merit. For NPR News, I'm Max Bryan in Tulsa.
This is NPR News in Washington. A powerful blizzard is shrouding the high peaks of the Sierra Nevada as gusty winds and heavy rain hit lower elevations. Tens of thousands of customers in California and Nevada lost power early today. LeBron James is already the all-time scorer in NBA history. Tonight, he's on the verge of reaching another milestone, becoming the first player ever to score 40,000 points. We get more from Steve Futterman.
Last year, he broke the NBA's all-time scoring record.
Shoots! Scores! There it is! All hail the new king!
Now, LeBron James is close to reaching another milestone, 40,000 career points. He says he's proud of all the accomplishments.
To be able to accomplish things in this league and to hit feats and have milestones throughout my career, they all mean something to me. Absolutely.
James needs just 9 points tonight to reach the 40,000-point mark, and he is likely to do it. This season, he's averaging more than 25 points a game at the age of 39. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Caitlin Clark, the Iowa athlete who's taken women's college basketball by storm, is announcing she's ready to enter this year's WNBA draft. And there are signs that pro sports fans can't wait. Pacers Sports and Entertainment is saying that soon after Clark's announcement, the Indiana Fever's ticket office became noticeably busier. It would be huge for them to get Clark. Clark and Iowa have sold out nearly all their road games the past two seasons. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.